This morning, we heard briefly about the life of a man named Pedro Claver. He was a man who, 400 years ago, poured out his life for slaves in Cartagena, Colombia. He was a Spanish man. He poured out his life for slaves in Colombia. And at the end of his life, as he was dying, a number of people, they just suddenly realized the magnitude and the worth of what Pedro had done. Even those who had ridiculed him and criticized him, they wanted a piece of him. And it's reported that as Pedro lay dying, he was paralyzed. As he lay in his humble little room, paralyzed and dying, the noble people, the superior people, just tramped through his humble quarters. And as they came through, they pilfered his personal property. People took souvenirs. People plundered his room looking for something that would be like a religious relic. Here's Pedro's pen. Here's Pedro's hat. Here's Pedro's little prayer book. They realized at his death the massive number of people that he had baptized, and they wanted a piece of him. They thought by having a bit of Pedro, something that he had owned, something he had touched, it would be something special, something that if they had a piece of it, it would bring them a little bit closer to God. That having something from this holy man, if they had one of his possessions, that would give them a little bit of favor from God. And in the end, they stripped Pedro's room bare. At this table, we are coming to get a piece of a holy man. And we believe that by having a piece of him, it will get us closer to God. We believe that by eating and drinking a piece of him, that will bring the life of God spiritually more into us. But in taking of Jesus, we're not robbing him. We're not robbing his room. He offered himself to us. He wants us to take, eat, and drink. He offered himself for us, and he invites us. He bids us take of me. He bids us to take of him. In this meal, we're going to take bread. Jesus came down from heaven, and he offered himself to hungry people, starving people. In the meal, we take wine. Jesus lived for dirty people, and he died to cleanse them. And so when you take this supper, you're saying, Jesus lived for me. You're saying, Jesus died for me. And you're saying that Jesus will return for me. All of my fountains are found in him. Jesus arranged the supper. It was his idea. He wanted us to do it to remember him until he comes again. He said, do this in remembrance of me. If you have come to know God through the saving work of Jesus Christ, if the Holy Spirit has changed you so that you love Jesus, you're dependent on Jesus alone, you want to follow Jesus with all of your life, this supper is for you. We invite you to come and take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, you are welcome here. We're very glad that you're with us, and we invite you to stay through the supper, but you don't want to take the bread or the wine. It's only for people who are in this kind of serious commitment to Jesus. And so just sit back, take it all in. Maybe you have questions for God, questions for us. This is a time where you could ask God, and afterwards, you could ask us. We would love to talk more about Christ. Let's pray now together. Lord, we come and we're grateful, and we ask that you would take the bread and take the wine, and that you would spiritually feed us with the bread, the body, the flesh, and the blood of Christ as we take these things in by faith. And we pray that the new life of Jesus that you've started in us would grow and would be strengthened, that even as we feed on this now and remember him, sin would loosen its hold on us, that faith would be strengthened, and where we're scared and where we need hope, that would grow. And where we have grown weary, you would strengthen the hands, strengthen the legs, and that our love, which at times is very mixed, we pray it would be purified. We ask that you would do this even tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.